Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, we're recording! Hello, everyone!
Hi, guys!
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose, where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth, The Bachelor Winter Games!
You said it with more confidence.
I know.
I just repeated it from last time.
Yeah. We're back, y'all. We are watching the spinoff, so we have our little bonus spinoff episode of our podcast.
We have four bonus episodes for you guys.
Yeah. And this second episode was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
very good. Last episode started a little slow Tuesday.
Yeah, that parade just killed it.
Took up too much time in the episode.
Yeah.
This time there's some drama going on. There's some juice. I'm digging it. So we're just gonna dive right on in.
Yep.
Right into the recap. So we're at the little cabin. It's morning time. Everyone's all cheery and, oh my god, excitement. They're all, everything's new.
Mm-hmm.
Claire's shooting the shit with her two men.
Yeah, out here pimping.
She's out here big pimping. She got Christian, the German, and the love of my life.
Yeah, no, dead ass.
He rivals Peter for real.
Really? You think so?
The accent. You know I like the accents.
Yeah, you do.
The non-American, like anything non-American.
No, anything imported.
Anything imported.
Yeah.
I love it. So yeah, Christian, the German, and Mabou Benoit from Quebec, I'm assuming. But there's a lot of other couples. There's, so Courtney, the Australian with Lily.
Yes.
I still don't know who Lily is, though. Or, like,
no,
she's
me
from.
Either. I want to say New Zealand or Australia.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah. They have a similar accent, her and Courtney.
Yeah.
Allie and Josiah,
of
still
course.
A little boo thing. Bibiana and Kevin mm-hmm. are still, you know, going strong for now.
Mm.
And Dean and Leslie are, mm-hmm. you know, still kicking it. Luke, our military.
Yep.
The Green Beret. He is outside. So he previously, last episode, went on the date with Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
The Swedish girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so Rebecca is outside chilling with Stassi, the other
her Swedish friend.
With the big old lips.
I know.
Those are pillow lips.
No, yeah, they are.
Those
are
pillow lips. We call pillow lips for mm-hmm. real. So they're outside, you know, kikiing with Luke. Rebecca ends up leaving. And so Luke and Stassi get a nice little moment. They're mm-hmm. bonding, blah, blah, blah. So Luke reveals that he had, I guess when he left the military, he had a heart infection?
Yeah, which I've never even heard of a heart
infection. That landed him in the hospital, and he was, like, literally on his deathbed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that story was horrifying.
Oh, my God, crazy. And I assume he was alone, too.
Oh, God, even sadder.
Yeah.
Why did you picture him alone?
No, but just because of the way he described the story, it seemed like he just, like, got home. He
you're
was
right.
sent.
Yeah,
he was, like,
right.
sent somewhere,
an
and
emergency.
Then they told him, emergency, and they told him, like, yeah, you may or may not wake up.
Yeah.
So
that's even worse.
You're in your morphine.
Yeah.
See you in the morning.
Good luck. Maybe.
Good luck.
Yeah. Jesus. So he's really bearing his heart. Stassi had the same thing happen to her.
And she's like 23.
Right.
Which makes me a little worried about Stassi. Right.
What's going on with your health there, girl?
Yeah, and she also is getting all these injectables.
Yeah.
So how? What?
What she's putting in her body. But yeah, she had a similar heart problem. Mm-hmm. So the two of them are just really bonding because
I know.
I'm sure Luke. That's something that he doesn't just go around telling everybody.
Yeah.
So it was a moment for him to share that. And mm-hmm. then he shares it, and the person is like, oh my God, me too.
Me too.
So, like, you immediately just feel connected, like, yeah. off rip. Like, yeah. it doesn't. So they're crying, and, or she's.
I know, he started crying. He started to tear up, immediately. Right? Yeah. yeah. Which is, I mean, war veterans and heroes and things like that, they don't talk about, like, what they go through a whole lot of the time with this PTSD.
Not with, like, regular-ass civilians, usually.
Right, yes. Because
there's a sense that we don't understand, which
yes.
we don't.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And so, it's a very natural reaction mm-hmm. for him to start crying like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. So, I think she was the one who said first, like, oh, I almost lost my life, and mm-hmm. so that's why I'm here doing this, or something. Mm-hmm. Something
and that's
like that.
Why he opened up.
Mm-hmm.
That was a sweet moment.
It was.
I love
nice.
Moments like this. I love unexpected moments with strangers.
Yeah.
Like, because you just never know. You never know someone's backstory. Mm-hmm. And those crazy moments when, like this, when you share a story and someone's like, oh my God, like, my mom, so-to-so, like,
yeah.
whatever. And you're like,
yeah.
oh shit. There's someone out there who, like, I don't even know or care about in my life. And mm-hmm. they're really going through the same thing as me. So it was sweet. Loving them. So they head off for their next challenge. They go to this ice skating ring, and Chris Harrison tells them they're going to be speed racing. So they all put on their
speed skates.
Speed skates.
I made that up.
I was like, those regular ass ice skates.
I think they are.
Oh, okay.
I think they are because they're like all black and like cool
and like designed to like
to like to lean.
Oh yeah, the lean.
Bobbing and weaving.
If you guys can see us right now,
we're at a gym right now.
Bobbing and weaving. Okay. So yeah, they get their skates. They're all practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin's firefighter. He is killing it. But then you have to remember he's Canadian.
Yeah.
They play ice hockey. That's mm-hmm. like their gym class. They go
yes.
out to the rink.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they do in Canada.
Oh my gosh. Shit. Assuming. Or just outside at the lake.
Or just outside at the frozen lakes.
Oh,
all over. That's what we're picturing Canada.
Yeah.
frozen lakes everywhere. Yeah. Everyone's speed skating. is that what you do to Canadians?
Yeah.
Let us know. So yeah, they're all practicing. Kevin is crushing it. And then they all, you know, get geared up in their gear. The men come out in their
whole
body spandex suits.
Looking like. It's so many things I want to say. They're so vulgar that
ooh,
they look like.
What's your trying to say?
They look like nasty. Like, they look like. they just look like weenies.
Little sausage wieners.
Like navy blue weenies.
Because they're all stuffed into this, like, suit. Nothing about
with
them.
With a hood.
Yeah.
Why have it have a
with
have
the hood?
Hood
on it?
Come on, Chris
it's
Harrison.
Because even the guy, like, most of the guys have really nice built bodies.
Yeah.
And in this outfit, they don't look
good. No, none of them look good.
None of them look good. Speaking of not looking good.
No.
Michael.
Who is Michael? Where is he from?
Who is Michael? He's American. He was
okay.
Somebody season. I can't really remember.
Okay.
Michael got a little belly on him.
I know. Michael did not come prepared.
Did not come prepared.
He didn't do his CrossFit.
Nope. They called him. He was like, oh, word? Bachelor went a game? Oh, okay, cool. Let me just pack a bag. And literally just showed up. Hadn't done a crunch in...
No.
Only God knows when.
Not a crunch. Oh, God.
You should have hit some crunches. That's why none of the girls checking for him.
Yeah.
Anyways, they start the heats. The women go first. The Scandinavians naturally are killing it.
Yeah, of course.
They too, like the Canadians, is what they do
mm-hmm.
all day long. Just speed skate. The men, naturally, Kevin and Benoit,
yep.
the Canadians, are just murdering it.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like lapping people. Like no one's even in their league. And so they have like the different winners of the different heats. But Chris Harrison comes in and reveals that actually, the four worst guys and the four worst girls or who's going to go into the finals and win the date rose.
I love this.
I love this too.
Loved it.
They had to do something like this because this is winter sports.
Right.
The Canadians and the Scandinavians are going to win everything.
Mm-hmm.
All the Americans are going to be in the house all day and never going on dates.
Yeah.
So they
and
had to.
It's more fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
People try to speed skate and they're literally walking. It's just so funny. It's just so cute to see them all because they're all really trying really hard.
They are. Because they really want the card. They want the big card.
So cute.
That's true. Some of the technique was interesting.
Yeah.
And so Claire, meanwhile, is off on the sidelines. She didn't make it into the finals as one of the worst four. But she's chit-chatting with one of her suitors, Christian the German.
Yep.
And she proposes,
you know, a hot tub.
Yeah, there's a hot tub. Yeah, there's a hot tub back at the house. Let's maybe do a hot tub session when we go back. Little did she know, he was cementing this appointment.
Google Calendar. Already done.
Done.
Invite
sent.
Location, room, conference room booked. Okay. Done.
The appointment was set in stone in his mind. And she's like, la la la, let's do hot tub. This is important, people remember this.
Mm-hmm.
So the finals start, the guys go first. We have Dean, Luke, Michael, the belly, and Ben Higgins in the final. And Dean and Luke pretty much are battling it out.
Mm-hmm.
This is just them. Michael and Ben are like, who knows where. And it's a photo finish.
And
Dean comes out on top.
Mm-hmm.
The hell?
He literally leaned forward a little bit more.
Yeah,
than
just
one.
A little bit more. And he beat out Luke. What pissed me off about Dean, though, which is just classic Dean, the little sports commentator was like, so Dean, like, how's it going? Who are you going to take on your rose? Or take on your date? And he's like, yeah, you know, I'll chat to some people. We'll see. We'll see. And she's like, Leslie? Leslie? And he's like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. He, like, laughed, didn't look at the lady in the eye, and was like, yeah.
We'll figure it out. What is that about?
What?
Just say Leslie. Like, what's the big...
Right.
Unless he's playing it up for the cameras. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. The women, the finale is Stassi, Swedish girl, the lips. Bibiana, Ashley I, and Allie.
Oh, Allie!
Allie from
we
New Zealand.
Love Allie.
I really like her.
Yeah.
She's so sweet, I feel like. So Allie, again, fell and bust her ass.
Again.
And again.
And again.
Oh! Your friend Josiah.
Literally jumps over the barricade at the ice skating rink and is like, let me help you, as if he came in first.
Right? And he wasn't in the bottom floor, though.
He wasn't
in the bottom floor. So, yeah, Josiah rushes to her side. He's doing the most.
Doing the absolute most. And they end up going on an ice skating date themselves.
Basically, it was like couples skate.
Yep.
Like couples skate at the ice rink.
Yep.
It was just the two of them.
I'm glad she didn't hurt herself again, though.
Yeah. That poor little butt bone of hers getting crushed
on
all this ice. Stassi is killing it. She's from Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
We're not expecting any different. But Bibiana's not that far behind her.
Yeah.
She's from Miami. And this is the second mission where she, or challenge, where she's, like, really doing well.
Yep.
But, which is weird because there's never snow in Miami.
Never. And also, it must be, like, expensive to go to the ice skating rink. Because I can only imagine how much power they need.
To keep that shit cold.
To keep it cold.
Out of South Florida.
Yeah.
That's nuts. So she's doing well, but Stassi won.
Yeah.
Came out on top. So back at the house, they walk into the house, and there's a man.
A surprise!
A man just sitting on the couch. He didn't get up.
No. Oh, no.
He had his legs crossed.
He literally had the most interesting man in the world pose.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Legs crossed. He had, like, a cup of bourbon in his hand and just sat on the couch as everyone came in. And they're like, hello to you, too. The fuck? Kevin said it best. And he was like, he's sitting there with his legs crossed, drinking a glass of douchey scotch. He did look like that.
He did.
Fucking douche. Get up and greet somebody.
Yeah.
Fucking whatever. I can't even think of a word for him. Get up. So he introduces himself. His name is Jordan. He was from The Bachelor New Zealand. He was the Bachelor.
Yeah, season
Bachelor
2, right?
New Zealand, season 2, I think. But some people have heard about this guy, Jordan. He's coming in with a little bit of a reputation.
Mm-hmm. A little scandal.
So the story is, he was The Bachelor. He got down to his final two girls. He couldn't decide which girl he wanted to choose. And so off camera, my nigga flipped a coin.
Oh my God.
A coin.
A coin.
Between two girls who had real feelings for you.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of you just going to both of them and saying, sorry, I'm not feeling it. Yeah. Which has happened. This has happened before on The Bachelor, where they didn't feel it, and so they didn't choose anyone, which some people don't like, but I think it's noble. Mm-hmm. You're staying true to yourself instead of forcing something. My nigga flipped a coin. And so, yeah. Just bad vibes all around. Nobody's feeling it.
Yeah, just untrustworthy.
Mm-mm. They're all gossiping, and no one's digging this dude. Also because he is just bad. Cocky.
Yeah, energy.
Arrogant-ass. Unnecessarily arrogant energy. No one knows you. Like, sit down. So Stassi, the Swedish, takes it upon herself to pull him aside and is like asking him like what was his experience like and just trying to give him a chance, trying to make him feel comfortable, blah blah blah. So he reveals to her that halfway through his season, he already realized that he didn't have a connection with any of those girls.
Which is insane, because at least for Bachelor America, there's at least 13 people left.
Right.
My God,
after
you don't
halfway
have a,
through.
You don't have
one?
A connection with one? What?
Gee, what are you looking for, my dude?
Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So halfway through, he was like, nah, but just kept trucking through the whole rest of the season. And yeah, that shit was wild. So Ben Higgins is having a real issue with this guy.
Yeah, he is.
Which a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Just, like, not feeling it. So he decides to, you know, fetch him and says, let's, you know, come into the kitchen. Let's all have a chat. Everyone has, like, questions and we want to just address the elephant in the room. Ben, who, mind you, is still wearing his spandex suit.
Oh, my God!
The only one! We literally looked around the kitchen. Everybody had on regular clothes. He's still wearing his
Ben, why do you
onesie?
Feel so comfortable being so compressed?
For real.
What is this about?
Right. Your nuts are not breathing at all. And for some reason, this just feels warm and
nice
cozy.
And nice and cozy.
Cozy.
Ew.
It'll do. Go put on some jeans.
And you're also looking to have a serious conversation with somebody.
Cannot take you seriously.
You look like a weenie. You look like a blue eggplant. Oh, my God.
Weenie. Oh, jeez. So, Ben starts this off. He too, was a bachelor. Everybody
right.
else was a contestant in this
yeah.
house, right? So, he was like, I also was a bachelor, so I understand there's a lot of tough decisions, and you make a lot of wrong decisions.
Bachelor fresh off of a breakup from the girl he picked.
Right.
So,
right.
He gets
so,
it.
He totally gets it. And so, Jordan off-rip admits to flipping the coin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's already out there. He can't deny it. And he, I kind of missed the story. I don't know if you caught this, but he said something like the girl who had won, I guess.
Oh yeah. Went on the news without
telling him.
Allegedly, supposedly.
Right.
And,
said that he dumped her
and she was heartbroken. She was crying on TV and all this stuff. And so he was set up already in the media as a villain.
Yeah.
You can't really come back from that.
Mm-mm.
You gotta just kind of like lay low.
Yeah.
And then I guess go on Bachelor Winter Games.
Right. And then also like New Zealand, small country.
Yeah.
Probably don't have that many like TV
yes,
shows.
Right.
And, mm-hmm. you know, original content. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm assuming a lot of people are watching The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Like, I could be very wrong, but in America, we have so many shows that, like, not everybody's watching The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
New Zealand's probably a fairly big deal.
Yeah.
And, so,
and even here, it's a huge deal, The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine how big it is.
Right.
It's
a smaller market. So yeah, he was just completely vilified over there. There's no salvaging that. And so Stassi asks, so she's like, what are you doing here?
Right.
Like, why are you doing this? Why did you decide to come here? And he said, you know, I'm looking at this as, like, a redemption. Mm-hmm. Being honest. Mm-hmm. He's like, look, I have a bad rap. I'm going to come here and redeem myself.
Yeah.
And he's just excited to, like, I guess, exit from all the badness.
Right.
And be himself and, like, show himself.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck. I get it.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
People deserve second chances, although what he did was disgusting.
Horrific.
Horrifying.
But
I can only imagine.
Think about how crazy we now think Dean is because of Paradise, and then what we thought Dean was when he was on Rachel's season.
Mm.
Two different Deans.
Because all because of choices. Mm-hmm. People sometimes make bad choices.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's that. I guess we're supposed to forgive them?
No, we're working on that. We're working on it. God's working on all of us.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, they're all like, all right, Jordan, you're forgiven. Woohoo! Cheers! They got over it real quick.
Yeah, real fast.
Real quick. So, Stassi and Luke, you know, go and have a little moment. Mm-hmm. They're chillaxing on the couch. Luke is a little unsure about her and how she feels with him.
Which, I loved this moment that he was, like, holding her hands and he was like,
that was cute.
Do you feel okay if I do this?
Yeah.
Patience, you guys. It's all about the patience.
Yeah.
If you show just a little patience when you're courting, it makes a world of a difference.
Yeah. No, that was sweet. Mm-hmm. I appreciated that. Luke was being very gentlemanly. But yeah, he was a little unsure because he saw her talking with Jordan. So he's like,
yeah.
Oh, what's going on? But she ends up giving him the date card.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, let's go. And Luke said, yep, yeah, Stassi is beautiful. She's exotic.
Why the sigh, Justine?
Collective
Why
black
sigh.
Collective black sigh.
What is exotic about Stassi?
About a white woman.
A white blonde woman.
White and blonde. She looks a little different because she has some lips on her.
So, lip injections?
But I had never known Swedish people could be called.
No, exotic.
I never knew that.
And he's from Nashville. So he's from somewhere where there's lots of blonde people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's the lips and the accent. Oh, yeah. She's from Sweden, but she's, like, originally Russian.
Born, yeah.
So I guess all of that.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Exactly.
Okay, maybe that's it. Yeah. We're looking at looks. Maybe he's talking about something else.
Maybe it's the combination with the accent.
Yeah.
But fresh off looks, I'm like,
she's and attitude, blonde. Too.
Yeah.
She's not like a Southern girl.
No, she's very Russian. Russian, yeah. A little, I don't know. They got a little toughness to them,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, a little bite.
A little bite, yeah. So, yeah, they're cute. I'll lovey-dovey. Kevin and Ashley.
Yeah.
Ashley I, who's been obsessing over this dude. Having a little moment. I don't know what they were talking about. I kind of like zoned out.
Yeah, they were talking like
around an issue.
It was weird.
Yeah. So they're chatting about foolishness, and Ashley in her confessionals is like,
you guys, she keeps referring to us as like this pronoun. She keeps saying like, we all know, and like, yeah, you guys.
You guys
like,
know.
What? Can you stop breaking the fourth wall? And coming into the room with
talking
me?
With the viewers.
No.
Yeah, she's trying to make it so personal. Like,
oof. You guys know me, right, guys?
Yeah, we all know this.
Right.
How this goes.
What? No.
I ain't part of your crew. Don't be trying to claim me like I'm part of your fan base. Nah. So she's like, yeah, like, I can't wait to go home and say, like, hey, guys, I'm home now. Here's Kevin, my boyfriend. She's just like, here's the thing with her, like, she's obsessing, of course,
yeah,
but she's like vocalizing it
right
so
yes
much,
yeah,
and I feel like that is her demise. I feel like it's almost like she jinxes herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes you crush really hard on a guy and you are obsessing over him and you are literally picturing him at the end of the aisle.
Yes! You don't say it out loud, though.
No. Keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah. Because
then you come off looking crazy and then you jinx it in a
right.
way. Like, her shit always gets jinxed because I think she vocalizes things too much. Yikes. Meanwhile, off camera, why they didn't show this on camera? I don't know.
Yeah.
Off camera, Kevin and Bibiana had a conversation where they basically broke up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's done. Dean and Leslie are canoodling on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie feels like Dean is being very standoffish and doesn't understand why.
Oh my god.
This is Dean.
Yeah.
This is exactly what he did on Rachel's season,
mm-hmm.
where he was very, like, secretive about the family and held his cards very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what he did on Paradise with Christina. She had the same conversations with him where she was mm-hmm. like, "You're being so standoffish. Like, yesterday was fun, and today you're, like, not talking to me. What's going on?" The same thing is happening. Yeah. Dina's not growing. Not learning anything. If I was in the house, he would be the last person I go to.
Oh, yeah. No, he would just be friend-zoned immediately. Because he'd probably be a great friend.
Sure. Tons of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not mature or emotionally mature at all.
Nah.
And he has his own demons and shit that he clearly has not been dealing with.
Like, what?
Right.
Oh, my God.
So, And so Dean says, like, yeah, I just want to, like, move things slow. The last 9 months of my life have been concerned with relationships, and so I just want to take things easy.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't make sense that you're on Bachelor Winter Games.
Thank you.
That's fine. You know everybody got to hustle, Dean. So promoting that podcast and whatever else. Deany Baby's merch, I'm sure. So, whatever.
Right. Because you were on yet another show.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie is like, I just want you to take charge. Just, like, grab my face and kiss it. Like, show that you're into me before somebody else steps in. Or before I exit to the left and go find somebody else.
Right.
And he's just still like, But then he gives her the date card. And so she's like, yay!
Oh, my God. Over it immediately.
Clearly got, like, really fast over his foolishness. Christian...
Oh, my God.
He's got that appointment with Claire.
Christian has his laptop in his hands. Okay, he's got his looking at his watch, and he's waiting for this conference room.
Oh, yeah.
That he booked. And he's like, what? My conference room? I booked this for 7 p.m.
What's going on? There's 85 niggas in the hot tub.
You niggas are all here. I have a meeting.
Yep. Let's go.
Yep.
So he made an appointment with Claire for the hot tub. He is downstairs in the kitchen waiting for her to come. Meanwhile, in the hot tub, there literally are 85 niggas in the hot tub. Where is Claire? Claire's upstairs in the bathtub.
Which, okay, white listeners, do you guys sit in the bathtub with your friends? Because this is
with
a thing.
With their clothes on.
With clothes
on, too.
This is a thing that I've seen white women do in reality and drama.
Really?
Yes. I saw this not all the time on Girls, but I've seen it on Girls before.
Yes.
They sit in the bathtub together.
And what's her face? Yeah, always in the bathtub.
And Jemima. That's
Jemima
that
Kirk.
Young lady's name, Jemima.
Yeah.
We won't get into how much I hate Girls.
They were
but
naked
anyway.
In the hot tub together.
Yes, they were.
Even.
But this is like a thing that you guys do. What is this about? Or is this just something that's being portrayed on TV?
This might be a thing.
It's a stereotype, maybe?
I don't know. White women, this is how they bond with their friends.
They sit in the bathtub?
In the bathtub. What do we do as black women?
Well, we are automatically have a bond. Wakanda forever. Anyway, next.
Hashtag Wakanda forever. Oh, my God. So, yeah, Claire's upstairs in the bathtub, kikiing with Leslie. They're fully clothed.
Yes.
Drinking wine or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Christian's downstairs just like, where's Claire? Where's Claire? Kristen went in the hot tub.
God.
Like, finally it cleared out, and he, like, rushed to get into the hot tub, and is still waiting for her to come down.
Literally sat there pruning with his thoughts.
Pruning!
And just looking around.
Looking.
Waiting for Claire.
Go upstairs and get her!
For either gender or either sex, this is weird.
Weird. Very weird.
This is just bizarre.
Like, it's not that hard, dude. Mm-hmm. Go up. Hey, Claire, I'm down in the hot. You still want to do this?
Right.
Oh, yeah, totally forgot. Or, yeah, I've been in a deep convo with Leslie.
Right, yeah.
3 minutes, I'll be down there. He just waiting for her. I don't get it. It's a simple solution to this, Claire.
He had his meeting time.
Christian, yep, he kept his appointment. The next day, Bibiana, she confirms, you know, her and Kevin broke up.
Yeah, they're not on the same page.
Not on the same page. Seems like it was mutual.
Yeah.
I was nervous.
She seems fine.
Yeah, because I thought Kevin broke up with her. So I was ready to, you know.
Fight.
I was ready to scrap. But it's mutual.
Yeah.
Bibiana's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're good. But her and Jordan, the New Zealand fuck nigga, are really bonding.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're hitting it off. I love how they showed it. They were like, you know, sitting at the kitchen table, and then they cut to them on the couch, and then cut to them on the balcony.
Yeah, it was cute. In the kitchen,
and they were like all over the house, just like still talking.
Yeah.
And just like really naturally hitting it off.
And I can see Bibiana really whipping that fuck nigga into shape.
Yeah.
I could see. She has that personality.
Does she not want to fuck with?
Nope.
She is not one to play
around. But then she's also one who's like, you're my man.
Yeah.
Break up? What do you mean? No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I think I could see this. This is a cool match. Because he does need someone like a Bibiana to like to let him know when he's being
trash. Yeah, check him.
Check him all the way. But Jordan, you know, Jordan's really excited. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm more excited now than I was my entire season.
Oh my God.
That is huge.
This is ridiculous. What kind of girls were on his season?
He did a whole season with 20 odd women and had none of them, even a connection. God. And you spent a morning, chatting with Bibiana, and they are all lovey-dovey.
Smitten.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens, though.
Yeah.
You just hit it off with someone, like, immediately. So Luke and Stassi go off on their date. They have a nice, like, horse and carriage
that comes and so picks them up.
It was very cute. And Stassi's excited. She says this is her first date with an American guy.
Oh, wow.
She's excited to see, like, how that is.
You know, they are very cute, but they remind me of just problematic times. They remind me of, like, a Tom Brady, Giselle.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Don't they give you that vibe?
I know exactly what
you're
talking
about. You know what I'm saying?
Like the all-American...
Yeah, the all-American guy.
American war hero.
Probably questionable political beliefs.
We don't know.
Probably has some things to say about Colin Kaepernick. Okay. You know, he has some weird things.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, yes, American man.
Yes, American. Yes.
No.
Duh. Duh.
But for now, they're cute.
And... I like that she... what I like about this show, or why I was excited about this show, is, like, the cultural differences.
Yeah.
Because you have, like, people from different cultures dating. Dating and courtship looks different in every culture.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool that they're having, like, first experiences. Like, dating an Australian for the first time, or dating a German for the first time. And, like, sometimes it goes well, sometimes there's, like, some cultural, you know, things that don't really match up. So I thought that was cute. So they go off in their little horse and carriage, and then they get to their destination, which is a wood-burning hot tub.
Very unique.
Which I'd never heard of.
Me either.
So does that mean that they're lighting the wood and it's heating the water?
I think so.
Because at one point he was chopping wood, but they didn't show what he did with the wood. So.
I picture them like the hot tub is the s'mores.
The hot tub is the s'mores?
Like, you know when you make s'mores and you have to roast it over the fire? That's how I picture it. Like, so the hot tub is the s'more.
So there's, like, wood underneath kind of, like, heating it up. Yeah, it was cool. Never seen that. So Luke tells us that this is very similar to a date that he went on with JoJo during their season, which I tuned out at that point because I don't remember this. So he's, you know, chopping the wood, and then he asked Stassi, like, you don't know Paul Bunyan?
Oh, my God.
And she was like, no. Like, Paul Bunyan? And she's like, no. No, she don't know the damn Paul Bunyan.
I barely know
who that nigga is. That is vaguely something from elementary school. Like, you remember learning about...
like, him, Smokey the Bear. They're all kind of the same
Smokey
nigga.
Smokey the Bear. Yeah, I'm like, what? I don't even know who you're talking about.
Paul Newman, the salad dressing. It's all kind of the same guy.
Like, Paul Bunyan and Paul Newman. No, she does not know Paul Bunyan.
Nah.
Stop this. This bothers... Sorry, I have to just, like...
Oh.
Americans do this. Really? This happens when I travel, where we're in, like, a very international group, and they'll say something very American. They're like, oh, you don't know that show? I'm from Zambia. No! What do you mean?
Zambia?
I can't tell you how many times I've been in that situation. No. Where they're like, oh, yeah, like that movie so-and-so. And someone's like, no, I don't know that. You don't know that one? No!
Oh my God.
Not everything revolves around American culture. Like, we have our own things too.
What?
Like, stop making these assumptions. Like, just, you don't know this, you don't know that. That to me was one of those moments.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm always so curious about other people's culture.
Yeah,
I never want to tell people about American culture because I feel like they already know.
Yeah. Because our culture is disseminated everywhere.
Yeah.
We got nobody else.
Right. But if they don't know a Pretty Woman reference, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, you don't know that movie?
Yeah.
You're from the Ivory Coast. How do you not know it? Like, what?
That was definitely one of those moments.
Mm-hmm.
God, Luke. So, you know, they're, you know, having a good time in the hot tub. And he's saying in his confessional how, like, this connection with Stassi is on a deeper, more emotional level.
Yeah.
With JoJo, it was a bit more physical.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like crazy to say, because he made it to the top two.
Right. Oh,
jeez, my dude. You didn't have an emotional connection? But him and Stassi just, like, really, really connected. They share a...
Yeah.
Like a deep...
Something special.
Something special mm-hmm. because of their bond over their, like, health scares, essentially. Meanwhile, Dean and Leslie are off on their date, and they're tubing.
You know what my problem with this date is? Mm-hmm. This here date?
What?
It was too cheap.
That was a cheap-ass date.
They walked. First of all, you walked.
Oh, no.
Second of all, it was just two tubes at them. I'm sure they got a five below. And thirdly, they just sat and, like, drank wine in some cabin that looked like a lobby.
The lobby to the Heritage House?
Yes!
Wherever the hell they're staying.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events.
Mm-hmm.
This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Yeah. No, it was just too cheap for me.
Yeah. But sometimes that low-key stuff is really all you need.
You know, that's appropriate for those kinds of people.
What?
Who like to do snow tubing and snowshoeing and snow walking.
Mm-hmm.
Not all that stuff. No.
The way you said that.
No.
So, yeah, they're, you know, having a good old time. They eventually, stop at the cabin to have drinks and whatnot. And Leslie says that she is shocked by her feeling a connection to Dean. And she's shocked because she's like, you're so young.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because Dean is... 20, still 26?
26.
Has he turned 27 yet? He was on. He was 26 through Rachel's season.
He was?
Wasn't he?
I thought he was 25.
He was 20. No, I thought he was 26 on her season.
Jeez.
He's 26 on Paradise. He's still 26. This nigga's a vampire. He does not age. Why are you not 27 yet? And Leslie is 30.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I don't know. And so Dean is like, you know, what do you want? What are you looking for? And she said something along the lines, I don't know if you caught it, like, I want a guy who has, like, depth, maturity, blah, 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 blah. not just a pretty face and you know it.
Ooh.
Bomb drop.
Yeah, that was a sting.
She didn't say just a pretty face. She said a pretty face and you know it. Mm-hmm. And so Dean is like, I don't know if he said this to her in his confessional, like, you know, she embodies the kind of person I need in my life, but I really just don't want to move quickly. He's still trying to be cautious.
That word need?
I need.
Ugh.
Dean, you need therapy.
Yeah, you need to be by yourself.
By yourself. Go work on you because ain't nobody going to come in here and fix you and all your problems.
Because all you're going to keep getting is girls with wounds that they've patched up. Hmm. And they're going to bust out their first aid kit and say, oh my God, I can patch you up too. Let's go.
That's true.
I have my bandages right here. Mm-hmm. And you are not ready because you haven't done it yourself.
Exactly. And that's not fair to the girls because ain't nobody trying to be nobody's nurse or mama. Or you need to go grow up, Dean, and get your shit together. Become a full-fledged, confident man in yourself and then go out and date.
Yeah.
He's now been on 3 shows and he has yet to see a therapist, I think.
Oh my God.
Just speaking as I see it.
Gosh.
What also pissed me off about Dean at this moment, this conversation he's having with Leslie, like, I need, you know, you're the type of woman I need. I don't want to move too quickly. He literally had this exact same verbatim conversation with Christina in Paradise.
So rude.
The same thing. You're the type of girl I need in my life. You know, I don't want to move too quickly, though. Same thing. Mm-hmm. He's not learning. He's not growing, like, at all. It's annoying.
He just keeps deflecting.
Keeps deflecting. Yeah. Keeps flashing those pretty blue eyes and that cute little face.
Mm-hmm. Cute little face.
And sure enough, Leslie fell for it because she was like, okay, that's fine. God. Dean's the type of guy who... He's never had to work for girls.
Yeah, no.
Never had to work for girls. He's classically... good looking.
Yes. Yeah.
He has a universally nice face.
Mm-hmm. Tall.
Tall. Mm-hmm. Those, you know, cute little baby blue eyes. Mm-hmm. He has a very kind of innocent sense to him, too.
Yes.
He's like, he's easily lovable, I would say. So he's never had to put in a lot of work for girls. Mm-hmm. So he's the type that, like, can treat girls like straight trash. And will always get forgiven in the end, and thus he never learns.
And he'll always get another one.
He'll just always get another one.
Always.
Yeah. Toss that one to the side. Because finally, you know, every now and then there is a girl that's like, fuck you, Dean, I'm not taking this.
Yeah.
And moves along, and then he just gets another one.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what happened. He was with Christina.
Yeah.
She, you know, tried to stand up to him or whatever, but they were kind of dating a little bit after Paradise.
Right.
But now they're clearly doing their own thing. And what does he do? Goes on to Winter Games and got another one.
Yeah.
Like... clockwork. Mm-hmm. He doesn't learn because he just keeps getting girls and is not working on himself and nobody's putting him in his place. Jordan and Bibiana still just really digging each other. Mm-hmm. He said something to her that I thought was really cute because we always talk about other people's accents.
Yeah.
I like, it's weird when someone says something about your accent, you know? So Jordan said, I just love your accent. When you start speaking, my leg starts twitching like a dog getting his belly rubbed.
Whoa.
That was really intense.
I missed all that detail.
You didn't hear that?
I didn't hear all that detail.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He is in love with her little Miami accent.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. And then that's where they shared their first kiss.
So cute.
Very, very cute. Benoit and Claire.
This is where it starts.
Benoit is going through it.
Yeah.
My God. So he is really into Claire, and he has been watching her canoodling with Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And he, in his head, like he said in the confessionals, he thinks this was love at first sight, which is...
That's a lot.
That's a lot,
Benoit. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. And... he's just really going through it because he's, like, at love, and she's been weird with him for the last day.
Yeah.
So, homegirl's playing Cards Against Humanity with the group, doing her own, living her life.
Yeah.
And he comes in, you know, grabs her, says, can we have a conversation? Pulls her over to the side. So, he said he's just not feeling comfortable about what's going on between them. You know, we had a really good first day when we were cooking, and... you know, we kissed and all that stuff. And then all day yesterday, mm-hmm. you, like, barely talked to me. And I was literally in the cut watching you and Christian, like, you doing the same cute things with Christian. Mm-hmm. Which is tearing him apart!
Oh my God, that's so devastating.
It's really devastating. And so he's laying all this on her. And then he just asks her, do you see a future potential with me or not? Mm-hmm. Cue the long silence.
Oh my God.
I don't think she ever gave him an answer.
No, she didn't. Which, I don't know what this is about, because if I had some Canadian, any Canadian that's taller than me, coming after me and being like, I love you, I'm going. Because if I need to leave this here country, I'm out.
We got bigger priorities, Claire. We gotta get the fuck out of this place.
Claire, we might have to evacuate.
All right, get that Canadian green card. Let's go.
We gotta evacuate.
Like, what? Red alert, bitch.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna scram out of this place.
When she was just sitting there, like, looking around, I was like, what?
What? You have this perfectly hot-ass dude with this amazing outfit and his fine-ass self literally declaring his love for you, and you...
You're like, meh.
I don't know.
Yeah, meh. I feel kind of meh about you.
What? So it's like everyone's dream.
Yeah.
This whole thing was so perplexing. So then they have this whole conversation about their kiss, or their kisses.
Their kisses.
A little bit of confusion there. So for Benoit, like, a kiss means a lot. Mm-hmm. So he was like, this kiss, you know, meant something to me. For Claire, I think she said something like, well, a kiss can be just fun, you know.
It can be just friendly.
God, might as well just stabbed him in the heart when she said that.
I'm like, what, girl, what? But you, girl, walk around doing that?
Just kissing people for fun all the damn time? You're 36, time to get it together. Claire. And so he was like, okay, one for fun, but, like, what about the second and the third and the fourth time we kiss? And she's like, wait, how many kisses did we have? Two.
Yeah.
And then there was this long silence. And he's like, he clearly was counting their little kisses in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then they had, I guess, two other real kisses.
Oh, okay.
She's only counting the real kisses.
Oh.
Anyways, that was a very embarrassing moment for Benoit. This bitch was like, you counting kisses out here? It was two. And he's like, no, it was four.
Oh my God, meanwhile, that's what he's like lulling himself to sleep with.
Yeah.
Is
our
the
precious kisses.
Her precious love.
Oh my God. So, yeah. It just means a lot. And then clearly, this also could be like a cultural thing.
Yes.
Because this is Claire's second conversation about kissing.
Yeah, that's true.
She already did this with Christian, mm-hmm. where Christian was like, you know, I saw you kiss Benoit. And she was like, well, what do you... And they had a whole thing. And now Benoit's like, we had four kisses, not two! What the fuck? Now we're in love! And she's like, a kiss is just a kiss. It's for fun. Is this just like the American way? Like, we only...
I don't know.
They do it casually, and in other cultures, like, this is like
this
a real
deal,
I guess.
I don't know.
But, yeah. Not fun.
Mm-mm.
Claire finally, like, comes, I guess, to a consensus, and she's like, I wish I had more of a feeling for you.
Yeah.
But it's clear that you and I just aren't on the same page. Benoit is just devastated. He said, I had most of my check marks, like, checked off for you. And it's just clear that he was clearly way more into her than she was into him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just odd because no one seemed to know the depths of his feelings for her.
And they also seem to be on the same page the last episode.
They did.
So I don't really know what happened here, but...
What happened to Claire? Like, there was a disconnect for the viewers.
I think that's the thing that's so tough with these types of shows. There's so many people that they can't keep us on track with everybody.
With everyone, yeah.
So they kind of just shove in the most dramatic moments of each relationship, and we're left kind of like, okay, I guess this piecing is how this happened.
Yeah, piecing in the assumptions. We have to assume that something happened and she, like, lost interest.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a little bit odd. We were both sitting there like, why isn't she into Benoit?
Right!
Like, what do you mean?
He is everything.
He is everything! And so, in that moment, he makes the decision to go home.
Yeah, because he doesn't like anyone else.
He doesn't like anyone else. He was 100% here for her. Mm-hmm. She's not into him. And so he's like, I'm gonna leave. My dude packs up his bags, and he goes downstairs to give, like, a collective goodbye to everyone. Mm-hmm. Christian, his like rival for Claire, says some bullshit like, when you're in Switzerland, come and visit me. Benoit's looking at him like
no. First of all, I live in Canada. Why would I go to Switzerland?
Let's come visit you. And if I do go to Switzerland, I'm not. You're the last person I'm going to see.
No.
Fuck out of here with that. And then Claire's like, can I walk you out?
Which is so bachelor of her.
Yes. They always want to do the walk out.
Yeah.
Like, just let him go. Right. Like, stop with this. And so she's like, yeah, you know, they're hugging, blah, blah, blah. And in her confessional, she's like, you can't force chemistry that you're not feeling. Mm-hmm. They're hugging, and it's a sad goodbye. And then my nigga drops, I love you. What? Benoit was really, these last 2 days,
that's the thing,
sitting in silence in the corner, deeply, crazily in love with this girl, and she is in the kitchen playing
cards against him,
and literally forgot he was in the house.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah. Like,
the depths of these feelings were—we did not see this coming.
No. Mm-mm.
So Benoit left.
The other cute thing he said was, "You'll always have a place for me in my chest."
Oh my god! It was so cute. French English.
I know. Mashup. I loved his French English.
I loved it. Yeah, I loved his accent. His little, yeah.
His little like whimsical words he would be putting should be in the front, but it's in the back.
Benoit. I love you, guys. I looked at Benoit on Instagram.
Oh god,
he's got about 4,000 followers. I'm about to slide in them DMs, and I might actually get seen.
Oh my god.
That's the thing. You try to slide in DMs for someone who has like a million followers.
Yeah,
you can't see that shit.
4,000.
Yeah, I have a chance.
Listen, guys, I might be doing a photo shoot with Natasha later for her perfect picture to slide in.
I know. DMs. Oh god, see, looks through my Instagram time. I ain't got nothing cute on my timeline. I'm not a selfie girl. I got random pictures of foolishness. I'm gonna try though. Shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Okay. So Claire and Christian. Josiah tells Claire.
Messy Josiah.
Fills Claire in on the whole hot tub thing and like why Christian was so mad for being stood up.
Mm-hmm.
And Claire's like, wait, what?
Like being stood up.
Stood up. Like, I don't even know what's happening right now. So she goes, you know, Christian, let's have a conversation. And she's like, the hot tub was full. Like, yeah. I guess maybe she could see out the window or whatever that it was full. So she's like, I'll just chill up here. Clearly the hot tub thing's not happening. And she's like, if it was full, like, why didn't you just come and get me?
Mm-hmm.
Come get me. Come downstairs and we'll hang out. My dude is stuck on this appointment.
Oh my god. No. No, bitch. I emailed you. I did the Outlook calendar meeting. This is done.
We had an appointment. You show up for appointments. You don't flake out.
Oh my god. Why would you ever want to be with somebody that just
rigid?
Yeah.
Just very rigid. Like, it's like a lack of like flexibility and fun and like casualness to him. It's too much. I've been here for 4 days. Relax.
Right. Chill.
And so then they proceed to have a whole fight over who's supposed to be pursuing who.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying basically that he don't chase nobody.
Right, yeah, no.
He said, quote, I don't come to living room for a woman. He don't chase nobody. He ain't checking for you. She's saying, I'm not gonna keep pursuing you.
Right.
Because it seems that Claire has been giving him many signals.
Yeah.
She's the one that proposed the whole hot tub thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I can't keep pursuing you. You at some point have to come to me.
Right.
And then they have a whole conversation about the kiss with Benoit again. And she's like, look, when I kiss Benoit, it's none of your business. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't owe you anything. We're not in a relationship. I'm still single. I just got here. He said, which is where he just shut shit down, basically. You are a very pretty woman. I like you, but nothing more.
Mm.
Like, basically saying that besides her prettiness, there's nothing more to
love. There's nothing else, yeah.
My friend got up and left. And she was like, see you later.
The thing is, that's another cultural communication. Because he could have meant, I don't know any more about you.
That's what he meant, yeah.
Okay.
That's clearly what he meant. Yeah. This is definitely, like, lines of communication are getting...
just blurry.
Translation. But even still with that, like, his whole approach is whack.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Like, I don't approach nobody, blah, blah, blah. So my friend Claire went from two guys to zero.
0.00 guys.
In the span of a day.
Mm-hmm.
And where she had me pissed off is where she's like, you know, I just let this amazing guy, Benoit, walk away. And now I'm, like, not having the best time with Chris. Claire, you keep picking the wrong men.
Right.
You had a perfectly good option in front of you.
This is where she killed me, when she said, I'm just going with my gut. And we were both like, girl, your gut has been wrong.
Yes.
You cannot keep choosing. No.
No. Whatever your gut is telling you to do, go the other way.
The opposite way.
Because that shit has failed you for 36 years. 36 years, a Bachelor, two seasons of Bachelor in Paradise, and now Bachelor Winter Games. Whatever your head and heart and everything is telling you to do, don't follow it. Don't do it. My God. So, it's time for the cocktail party, and your best friend Ashley I rolls up.
Oh my God! Looking like a Golden Globe.
Oh my God. This was terrible.
It was so
bad. Just the material was cheap.
Cheap!
It was like a shiny gold, had a big cutout in the front.
Yeah.
It was a long, as you said... slitless.
There's no slit.
No slit.
I was like, how's she walking?
Right.
Oh my God, it's like a tube.
It was. Went down to the ankles and there's no slit. So you're just like kind of shuffling along as you walk. I don't get the concept of this dress. Jeez.
Oh God.
So going into the cocktail party, there's lots of couples actually.
Yeah.
Bibiana and Jordan, Lily and Courtney, the Aussies, Kevin and Ashley are like a thing now.
Yeah.
Allie and Josiah are still going. Leslie and Dean are still going. And Stassi and Luke are now a thing. Chris Harrison comes in. He tells them that, you know, there's not going to be a vote off like the last time. This time the guys have the power and the guys are giving out the rose. But he reminds everybody that, like, if you're given a rose, if you don't see a relationship with that person, you can say no.
Right.
And... either wait for another rose or just leave. Like, yeah. Why be in the house? Because it seems like this show is different from Bachelor in Paradise. Every day, new people come.
New people come.
So right. You can, like, take a rose from your friend and then hope to God that, like, your other person that you were anticipating comes in.
Oh.
But Bachelor Winter Games is just them. Yeah. Ain't nobody else coming. Yeah. So if you're
and
not
getting eliminated.
And they're getting eliminated and shit. So if you're not feeling it, like, don't take the rose. Just move to the left. So, we have Stassi and Luke are, you know, having a little conversation. Stassi, I'm dying.
This is my favorite line of the night.
Favorite line. So, she says to Luke, I just don't know how you feel. And he's like, feel about what? She's like, about what? About snow outside. About me.
You know what it was? It reminded me of how black people talk.
Just very, like, frank, very matter of fact.
Matter of fact, but also clowning you at the same time. Like, nigga, what you think?
Yeah.
What you think?
That was her version of nigga, what you think?
Yes.
I love that. I loved
that. Oh, my God.
Despite Luke's stupidness, they still like each other.
They work it out.
They worked it out.
Yeah.
So then we have Kevin and Ashley, who are apparently a thing now.
Yeah, they're a thing.
Ugh. They're on the couch, just making out, doing the... Ashley, per usual, is just doing the most. This isn't just, like, a normal makeout. It's just, like, body is, like, smashed against him. Like, the leg is curled on top.
My
like,
God.
Slow down. And then we have Tiffany, who literally have not said her name since we started this thing. Tiffany is the one from Australia, right?
Oh, God, with the lady.
Who had a relationship with a girl in the house. She's not kicking it with anybody, not hitting it off. But she has been eyeing Kevin this whole time.
Right, which is odd.
Because she's literally said this to no one.
And Kevin has now gone through two different people.
Two different people. Tiffany was never in the mix.
Nah.
So she's like, fuck, I'm at this rope ceremony. Guys have power. I gotta, like, shoot my shot now. So she pulls him aside, and she's like, what the fuck is going on with you and Ashley? Like, when did this become a thing?
Yeah.
and kind of like tells him about her feelings in a way. Kevin had no idea that Tiffany was into him.
Mm-mm.
He seemed completely caught off guard. And Tiffany starts crying.
Oh my God, sobbing.
Sobbing. And Kevin...
Kevin's like, don't, come on, don't do this, don't, uh-uh. Like talking to his kid at the mall.
Yeah.
Like, don't, no, no.
It's like a classic guy who just like can't do girls
can't
crying.
Do it.
Yeah. Because they're like, oh, come on, please, don't. Because then they start feeling bad and like sad. And
yeah.
He's like, nah, oh God. So she's all sad because she just feels like she missed out because she wasn't forward enough. Which is true. Like, mm-hmm. she literally seems like she was just sitting in silence all day long. Mm-hmm. Like, grab him, have a conversation, like, try to build some chemistry, but she was not doing much.
Mm.
So she lost her chance. Claire and Leslie are having a little chat.
Leslie, we need to have a chat. Me and Leslie need to have a talk. Leslie, this face of yours that you wore to this rose ceremony was despicable.
Terrible makeup.
You cannot do a overdrawn poppy red lip.
Yeah, the lip drawing was terrible. It was, and the, so it was uneven.
Bad. Yep.
The what do you call this? Cupid's
bow.
Bow on one side was higher than the other.
And everyone's is like that. Nobody's Cupid's bow is the same. Yeah.
She drew that your whole way out of whack, though. She made it look obviously out of whack.
Your whole, like, every half of your face, your eyes are totally different shapes and sizes. Mm. Everything on you is different.
Yeah.
But what you do is just keep it inside the lines, because she has a nice Cupid's bow. A lot of people don't have a Cupid's bow.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that could be nice. No. She chose to just be sloppy with it. Then she had the white nerve to put on blue eyeshadow.
I thought it was green.
Whatever.
I wrote down green. I was like, ooh, that's different.
Blue, green, whatever it was. It wasn't even smoked out with a nice brown neutral. No, it was just literally slapped on. Like, boop.
Oh. I felt like the color of it, green, and just the way her whole look looked like, it looked like she was playing with, like, a My Polly Pocket makeup set.
Yes,
like, my first makeup set, like, sponsored by Mattel. And that's what she put on her face.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Yep.
Oof. Not a good look, Leslie.
Mm-hmm. Get Ashley to help you out.
Yeah, Ashley got all the makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having a little conversation, and then Christian and Claire have another conversation.
Oh, God.
Claire is still pissed. Because her conversation with Christian obviously didn't go well, and he basically was blaming her for everything. So Christian comes up and he's like, what's going on? I didn't realize we had a problem. What do you mean? What's going on? Like, da da da. And she's like, the fuck? Like,
you told me I wasn't shit but a pretty face.
Yeah.
And I walked away from you.
Right. We clearly had a humongous confrontation yesterday. What you mean? Nothing ain't wrong. So she just went on in on him again.
Yeah.
Christian, his excuse for being a lame piece of shit, essentially, and, like, not approaching her was, he said, in Germany, like, if a woman likes other men,
and they
don't even put themselves in the mix.
Yeah.
They kind of just, like, don't go after those kinds of girls. Mm-hmm. So he saw her for 2 days talking with Benoit, and he was like, nope.
But who knows? Because don't they all share rooms?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Benoit's over there drawing Claire Hart's Benoit on his notebook, like, out here in love with her. Maybe he saw that and was like, oh shit, I guess me and Claire aren't, you know.
You know what I mean? Maybe on the low, like, Christian was seeing Benoit,
looking at Benoit, not even Claire, looking at Benoit obsessing over her and be like, oh well, all right,
and figured that Claire had her feelings were the same as Benoit, when that obviously wasn't the case.
Yep.
Either way, he just it's a little bit passive.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a guy who's like, sees other guys coming after you and are like, oh hell no, I'm going after that. That's my challenge. Oh yeah, I'm going for this one.
Yeah.
He was like, nope, going over here. So she reiterates again, like, I don't owe you anything until we had a conversation where we both sat down and confirmed our feelings for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, I'm free to do whatever as are you.
Yeah.
And in that freeness, come and talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is all of this? A mess. Time for the rose ceremony. Two girls are going home.
Mm-hmm.
My girl, Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany is a wreck.
She looks haggard.
Oh my God.
She looked like she'd been in the confessional doing confessionals with the producers and just like crying and crying and crying and crying. And then they're like, roll ceremony. And she's like, oh, fuck. She's trying to like, get her face on real quick. That's what she looked like.
Yeah.
And she just got pulled up real quick. Courtney, the Aussie, calls Lily. Luke calls Stassi. Jordan calls Bibiana. Josiah calls Ellie. Dean calls Leslie. Kevin calls Ashley. Ben Higgins comes up.
Oh my God.
And says, you know, no person has had a harder uphill battle. Yuki.
What has Yuki been through?
Will you accept this rose? I will. She was like, yay! The hell?
What?
What's Yuki? I would love to know Yuki's story.
So what is this uphill battle?
She's only 21. They're not. They're just painting her like this character.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. Like, I really actually kind of want to get to know her.
I know. Me too.
She's young. She. I don't know when her season of The Bachelor Japan was, but she must have been like a toddler on that season.
Yeah. Really.
What made you go on that?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Were the other girls also that young? Like, what is this?
What's your whole deal? So she got Ben's rose, which is like, the fuck? Nobody saw this. Everyone thought she was for sure going home. Tiffany's watching this and is like, oh, God. Like, pulling her hair out. Just continuing to cry and look terrible. Michael, who never talks, or we never see him
talk. Never see him.
This is the dude with the belly. So we have no idea who he's giving his rose to. And he calls Tiffany.
Yeah.
Tiffany comes up and is bawling, like, beside herself.
Oh, my God.
Crying so hard, looking just even more terrible. But she's getting another chance. I guess next week her and Michael are going
to,
like, try.
I was about to say, she better get Michael some cookies next week because...
Oh, God.
Girl.
Right.
You already saved your ass.
He saved you. So crazy. So, yeah, I guess we'll watch what happens there.
Yeah.
So now, Claire, she's still standing up there, has no rose.
Yes.
Christian's the last guy with a rose. Claire in her confessional is talking so much shit.
A lot of cash shit.
Yes. Christian ain't shit. If he calls me, I don't even know if I'm taking the rose. Fuck him. Like, you know what? I don't need this. Just focus in on him in the confessional. Christian gets his rose. Calls up Claire. She walks up to him. We still don't know. Is she going to take the rose? Not. Claire, will you accept this rose? She said, absolutely.
What? How? Why?
What? Girl, I'm having all the shit talking you were just saying. Oh my God. She snatched that rose and ran back to that group. And then her excuse, basically, now, because she has to explain herself. Was that, like, you okay, you just never know where love will come from. I still have to stay open and yada, yada, yada. Which is true.
Yeah, I guess.
Which is true. It wouldn't be a shocker if Christian ended up being, like, the love of her life. Like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
They have a little rocky start. Cultural differences, language barriers. So, she snatched that rose. She's staying. So, we gotta say goodbye to a homegirl from Finland. We never really saw her.
Jenny,
maybe?
I don't know.
We never really saw her. She didn't have a connection, so she left. And then Rebecca from Sweden.
Who won last week.
Who won last week with Luke, but Luke moved on to the other Sweden.
Yeah.
This other Swedish girl. Rebecca, though, when she was walking out, my girl was wearing a blue sequined dress.
Napkin.
I don't know if you can call that a dress. It's like a tunic. That literally ended right where her butt was.
Yep.
Like, right there. And then her crimped hair just, like, swinging.
And then had the nerve to have an open-toed shoe.
Oh, jeez.
In the snow.
I mean, that outfit altogether is not even made for this weather, any weather. So, yeah, two girls had to go. See ya later.
Yeah.
And that was the episode.
It was a good one.
It was a good one. Mm-hmm. A lot was going down. I'm excited to see it next week.
Yeah.
So they showed the preview for next week. Their challenge is going to be skiing, like downhill skiing. Which looks terrifying.
Yeah, no.
Like,
awful.
People die from this.
Right.
Crash into trees. What's his face? Cher? Sonny and Cher?
Yeah.
Isn't it Sonny? Sonny!
He died like that?
Yeah.
What?
If I'm not mistaken, he crashed into a tree. Natasha Richardson.
Natasha Richardson, yeah.
Skiing, crashed into a tree.
Mm-hmm.
So, I might sit this one out.
Because
I'm not confident in these skis, and I'm not trying to be crashing into damn trees.
Yeah, or like ABC producer, security, whatever the hell. I'm not confident in them either.
Nah, I'm gonna sit this one out, y'all. JoJo and Rachel are going to make an appearance.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what
realm. And then we have Ben Higgins.
Oh my god. Having an episode.
A whole episode. Like, it seems like his feelings... And, like, we can't forget, my dude just broke up an engagement.
Yeah,
that's, like,
right.
a big deal.
Yeah.
You thought you were going to marry someone. And we're probably in the stages of, like, planning the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then they broke up. Mm. And not that long later, he's on a show.
Ugh.
Trying to find love or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's clearly not over it and is going through it and is going to have a whole breakdown next episode. Can't wait!
Yeah.
Predictions?
Predictions. Yuki goes home next week, I think.
She's gotta go.
If Ben is having a breakdown, because Ben saved her for God knows what reason.
Yeah.
And Ben is like, I can't do this anymore, then she is probably gonna go.
Yeah, because who else is left to save her? Everyone's in, like, real relationships.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Ashley is going to attempt the Boom Boom Room. I don't think she's gonna succeed, but I think she's gonna attempt it.
To do what?
I don't know.
Lose her virginity on national television?
I mean, I wouldn't put it past her.
Oh my god. Ashley, please.
But I think that Dean and Leslie are going to make it to the Boom Boom Room.
Oh.
That's what I predict.
Oh, God. Leslie, don't.
I know. Leslie, don't
give it
do
up
it.
To this dude. Dean is not worth it at all.
Yeah.
What are my predictions? Well, I'm excited to still see Bibiana and Jordan.
Yes, me too.
See what happens there. Rachel and JoJo. What's going to happen there? I feel like Rachel is... Ooh, Josiah.
I know. And Dean.
And Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, who's on this season?
Mm-hmm.
I think whatever capacity she's there for, she's going to try to, like, drop some knowledge on Josiah and
on
Dean.
Those two. Yeah.
Try to give her input, and I don't know if they're really going to receive it, but...
Yeah, probably not. Oh, my God. Allie, no. That's the love of her life.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah.
And then Stassi and Luke. I see some Boom Boom Room.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Not the Boom Boom Room. Maybe
some night cam.
Maybe that's the night cam grinding.
Maybe
that's the night cam dry hump. And so, yeah, that's it, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yep, as always, rate, review, subscribe. Follow us on Twitter. Our handle is #2BLKGirls1Rose.
And our email address, I think we shouted out a couple prompts to email this week, is #2BlackGirls1Rose@gmail.com.
Yep. And we'll be back on Monday?
We'll be back on Wednesday.
Oh, no, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Recapping. Back to Ari.
Back to Ari.
Lord have mercy. See everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.